always hear these stories about these heroic dogs that jump in and they save their owners. They go into the frozen pond and
sure.
they do whatever they got to do.
Benji, Old Yeller, they all had their moments, man.
Lassie.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Lassie. Of course, actually, Benji, I'm not sure how much saving Benji did, but, you know, complaining, sure, he did that.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. So there was actually a study that found out, would your dog rescue you if you were in trouble? I always think that my dog, Lila, would save my daughters because she has, like, an incredible bond with them.
Right, but she'd leave you.
Yeah, like, there's no way.
Right.
And turns out I'm probably right because only one third of dogs would save their owners, which is really sad and scary.
Mom, house is on fire. I got the baby. Good luck.
Right. The rest, you're on your own.
I know that they'll eat you after a couple days if you pass in the house.
Right.
Surprising. It's just a weird thing.
I mean, that's awful. Why would you even bring that up?
I don't know. It's thinking like they want to be one with you forever. They're like, oh, well, I'll ingest you. You're part of my soul now.
Right. So what they did is they had these dog owners sit under a box. I'm assuming it's a big box.
Yeah.
And then call out for help. And two out of three dogs completely ignored their owners who were desperate.
I mean, you're under a box. They can't even see you. They're like, why is that washing machine talking to me?
So we put this to the test.
Yesterday, I did a little experiment with my boys, and I got to warn you, as terrier mixes, they can be a little bit aggressive, Anna. But I'll happily review those results with you.
Did Raven's dogs attempt to save him when he was in distress? It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. One out of three dogs would not save their owner if they were in distress. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's bad news, man.
It's Anna and Raven.
I've got two dogs. I mean, you'd figure I'd be halfway to life then.
I'm relatively certain that if something was happening to me, my dog would probably just stand by. She'd be concerned, but she wouldn't really do anything. If it was my daughters, that would be a different story.
Yeah. Well, you got to build a better relationship. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I have a good relationship. She just likes them more somehow. So we thought we would put it to the test with Raven's dogs. And so what kind of distress did you face?
Yeah, so you told me come up with three different ways that I'd be in distress.
Well, we're doing a scientific experiment. It has to be accurate.
When I think of the things that are most likely to kill me, like I went with heart attack first. I thought heart attack was a good place to start. So here I am faking a heart attack. We'll see what the boys do. I'm in my backyard. I fall on the grass.
Help me. Help me. Get help, boys. Get help. Just kisses. Just kisses.
That's because you didn't fake it long enough.
It's nice, guys, but it's not a lot of help.
I mean, how long does a heart attack really last? Well, I'm not an expert, but I think you get quiet pretty quick. You just grab your chest and fall over.
But if you start saying kisses, you give me kisses?
No. They gave me the kisses first. I didn't ask for them.
What if they were trying to figure out and trying to smell your heart attack? I don't know if that's real, but what if that's what they were trying to do? They were trying to evaluate the situation, and then you just started kissing them back.
I didn't kiss them back. I spoke with them.
All right.
And they're aggressive with their kisses. What can I tell you?
So heart attack, they don't save you. They just kiss you. At least they're kissing you goodbye.
Right. Second thing that I was in distress, this one happens a lot, is that starting lawn equipment. Listen.
All right, let's see whether or not you guys would help Dad if you tried to start the weed whacker. Come on, Bax.
I'll tell you guys something, a little secret here. Baxter really, really, really strongly dislikes the weed whacker.
It's true.
You guys don't want to help Dad?
Okay. Straight murder. Right. In the little one.
But they don't like the weed whacker. It's not like you accidentally took the weed whacker to your face.
But I'm trying to start it, and they're not helping, all right? They're just screaming in my face the whole time.
I don't know if you did a good job with this experiment.
I mean, what was I supposed to throw myself down a cliff?
Graze your calf. Get some blood.
Graze my calf with a what?
The weed whacker.
Oh, they'll just lick blood. They're not going to call anybody.
We don't know for sure. Or what was the third experiment?
Third experiment was this one here.
What if Daddy was dancing and he needed some help dancing.
Or how about sexy time? That one made him run away to his mom.
I blame him.
Because he looked more concerned than angry that time.
Right. I can't imagine that your dogs wouldn't want to help you if you were in distress by having a dance party. That doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to tell you the truth. One night, my wife wanted me to reenact the risky business thing where you slide into the room with just the shirt, the button up on there.
Yeah.
And I did it for her because I tried to be a nice husband.
Right.
And seriously, the little one came at me like it was bad.
Yeah, but you weren't in distress. I really wanted, like, your wife, Alicia, to accidentally hit you with the car and see what the dogs did.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been more accurate.
Maybe we'll work on that this weekend.
All right, good. That's a good plan.
We'll see how that one goes.